Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here at the Golf Show on 93.7 The Fan, I'm Mike Dedorich. I'm your host each week from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. This was a quote-unquote major week for the West Penn Golf Association. They had their 35th Mid-Am Championship. This for guys who are 25 to 50 years old. And we have some good ones in that category. And the best of that group this year is Brett Young. He is a young man, no pun intended. He is like the rest of his colleagues for the most part in that he can hit the ball a mile, but he can also make it do other things as well. And he did that well enough at Longview Country Club to win the West Penn's Mid-Am Championship. And he's joining me here this morning. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and congratulations again on the win.
Thank you.
Talk about what the day was like overall. There wasn't a big, gap at the top. It was pretty close, and there were ebbs and flows over 36 holes. How was it being out there in the middle of all that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was definitely a grind, you just were trying to stay patient there, but at the same time, you knew you needed to make birdies just to try to get some ground on the guys that were, it was also bunched up. And then, especially after the first round with Rick and Kevin kind of falling back a few, it made it even closer. So yeah, it was a tight one coming down the stretch for sure.
And Longview set up the way it was set up was, was a test.
Right.
The greens were difficult, and, hitting it in the fairway was a key like every place else. And like you said, that scoreboard was very fluid. And, after nine holes, Rick Stimmel had the lead. I think he was 5 under at that point. And, a couple bad holes by him on the back, and all of a sudden, Kevin Corbel's in there, you're in there, Jimmy Ellis was there. And the funny, not funny, but the interesting part of this was, because of the number of players, they sent you guys off on both tees. So,
right.
As it turns out, you're on the other side of the course in the afternoon from where Rick and Kevin were. How is it playing like that in a situation where, you're not on the same side? And I was going to say you don't really know what's going on, but thanks to the new app that the West Penn and Tri-State both use, you guys put in your scores on your phones, so you have the updated scoreboard after every hole that you play. So, but still, it's got to be a little different being on the other side of the course and wondering what's going on over there.
Right, yeah. I mean, it actually played to my strength there because I was able to have a short par 4 and then a reachable par 5 coming in on my last two holes. And I knew those guys had, you know, like the last three holes, there's a long par 3, and then 17 is a really tough hole. It's like a 470-yard par 4, and then 18 is no gimme either. So I kind of knew I had the luck of the draw there with the last couple holes, and I was able to birdie my last hole, which was number 8, the par 5, and get the 3 under, and that ended up being good enough to win. So I think I got lucky in that aspect, and I was able to make it work.
And you didn't include 15 in those holes that you talked about.
Right.
I think that's a really tough hole, because
if
you miss it right, you're going down into the Allegheny River, although you could never reach that from up there. But it's a tight driving hole. And it's just not a whole lot of fun from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely probably the hardest driving hole in all of the area, I would say. I mean, I don't know of any that are harder than that one, for sure, especially coming down the stretch when you have the lead or close to the lead. I wouldn't want to be on that tee, for sure.
you told me when we talked on Tuesday that you have won the Dressler tournament, which is a state event, and you've been out. You played in the U.S. Amateur and the U.S. Mid Amateur since 2017. The combination of those. Where do you think your game is right now?
Right now, I mean, I don't know if my game's changed that much. I mean, hopefully, have gone a little bit better, but I think it's just playing in those events and playing in a lot of the West Penn and state stuff, you kind of learn how to golf your ball, I guess. And coming down the stretch is when you need to hit the shots that matter. And I think just playing in those kind of events, you kind of learn just from playing, not even in getting that experience. You just learn how to do it. And it's kind of how it was on Tuesday. And I think I did a good job with that, and it's definitely getting better than what it was whenever I first started playing in all these events.
If my listeners, if Brett's last name rings a bell of some sort for you, his dad had a part in sports here in Pittsburgh. He played hockey for the Penguins. Warren Young is his name, and what was his reaction when you called him?
Yeah, I mean, he was happy. I know he always follows it along, so he's probably watching the scores all day. He supports me, and he's who taught me the game, and I grew up playing with him, and I mean, I still do. So yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be where I am without him. So.
We talked about this a little bit too, and I ask you, what does the future hold for you? And you're kind of still trying to figure that out, aren't you?
Right. Yeah. No. Definitely. It's definitely, a couple of different thoughts. I am still trying to figure it out, and we'll see what happens here. But thinking about maybe trying to go to the next level, but how many good players there are and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just going to be a tough decision, I guess.
Yeah, because, you play against guys who probably were at the same place in life that you are. And, we, as I said, we have a pretty nice group of mid-amateurs here. And you think about the competition you have at this level, and then you can only imagine what the competition's like at the next level.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's, like I said, there's just so many good players, and they're everywhere, it seems like, and they just keep getting better. So, I mean, the younger you are, I mean, it seems like it doesn't matter. Like, I know this year in the J. Siegel match play, I ended up losing in the semifinals to a 16-year-old. And it's just amazing to me how young these kids are and how good they are.
And how fearless they are.
Yeah.
They don't care. It doesn't matter to them. Okay, so I hit it over there. Just go gouge it out and play it again.
Right. Yeah, there's just so many guys like that. And it's pretty incredible when you look at all the amateurs in the area, how good they really are.
Yep. And you told me you play a lot with one of those, Connor Schmidt, both members at Nemacolin Country Club, and he's probably the best young amateur that we have, but there are a bunch of them. So
yep.
We are living in great times here in terms of golf in Western Pennsylvania, and you have added your name to that list. And congratulations again. It's great to see you win, and we'll look forward to you seeing you maybe another time or two before we're done this year.
For sure. I hope so. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Brett. Nice. Thanks again for coming on. That's Brett Young, who won the West Penn Golf Association mid-amateur this week. And he would most likely be playing in the U.S. amateur, maybe, but that was canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. All right, that wraps it up for today. Thank you for our guests, Tom Pashley and Brett Young, and thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you back here next Saturday, and we'll talk a lot about the U.S. Open. So have a great week, and thanks again for listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.